The president wants to increase spending by about 7%, lose the sequestration limits passed in a moment of weakness that never seemed to work anyway. He seeks revenue from offshore corporate profits to fund spikes in spending of about $530 billion in non-defense areas and about $560 billion on the defense side. That's what we're expecting when the budget is rolled out officially today. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, is with us. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
And it's Groundhog's Day, you know that?
Yeah. Boy, do I. I've covered all these budgets, and you're right. They do have an element of repetition, and there's also the element of, you know, the president's budget being dead on arrival in a Republican-controlled House, and this year a Republican-controlled Senate. You know, take that groundhog and shove it back down in the hole without looking at its face, I suppose. There's an element to that, too.
Is there a radical change in the way the White House is approaching this budget? Is there some confidence, maybe more sense of let's go for broke here?
Well, there is more confidence, and there's a couple of reasons why. And John, really, in your artful introduction there, there's a lot of truth behind it, but there's also some things in this budget process that are really real, despite the repetitious kind of dysfunctional appearance of it all. There is some new confidence from the White House, and for two main reasons. One, the economy is starting to hum, and deficits are down. They're way down, according to the CBO. And that gives policymakers more freedom in what they feel they can do with spending, for sure, especially looking out into the long term. On the other hand, also, how about carrots? The president knows that there's a new Republican Congress, and there's things that they want. They spot a moment, too. They want to do tax reform, a big $1 trillion worth of reforming corporate taxes. That means there's something they really, really want, and if the president plays his cards right, he can get some stuff out of them so that they can get their tax reform. You mentioned sequestration, and that's really important. John, it actually has really worked. It's worked because it's under the skin of just about every lawmaker in Washington for different reasons. But sequestration, those spending caps that the president and John Boehner and Mitch McConnell and Capitol Hill put on themselves when they couldn't agree to a budget a couple of years ago, it's basically had the desired effect. It's gotten really under the skin of Republicans who don't like the caps on defense spending and homeland security, Democrats who don't like the caps on domestic discretionary spending like Head Start and Ebola funding and NIH and the CDC and things like that. The president is trying to show some light, a little crack in the door for a way out. And that's part of what this budget does. You got to read between the lines to see it. But, you know, the president is saying really to Republicans, if you can come along with me on some priorities, hey, look what's buried in here. 8% increase in defense spending? That's pretty good. Republicans want that. They're going to have to play ball to get it.
Well, the irony here is that sequestration was supposed to not impose those mandatory caps. They were supposed to actually make a deal to avoid those caps. Those caps were like punishment, but they couldn't do it. And so now they're stuck with the sequestration caps, and they're going to have to eliminate them, move away from them. Oddly, sequestration is like a motivation for these two parties to come together.
Right. Well, it's true that it failed in its initial function, which was to force people to get a deal because sequestration was supposed to be so lousy they would get a deal. It proved that the political situation was even lousier than the pain of proposed sequestration. So you ended up with it. Now everybody hates it. And that second part, the fact that everybody hates it, was also part of the plan. It's supposed to drive people to make deals in the future. And the president is acknowledging the fact that a lot of people on his side hate the cuts in, you know, things like NIH and CDC. There's big increases for Ebola funding for the National Institutes of Health, big increases in this budget for cybersecurity, for homeland security, and that big defense increase too. And so a way out of sequestration, both implicitly and explicitly, is part of what the president is offering here.
So two things, Todd. Number one, what do Republicans think about this offshore corporate profits tax idea that the president seems to have floated here? And what do Republicans say when you ask them about how much economic growth we already have? Consistently, the argument has been the president is constraining growth. I'm wondering if that argument even works anymore.
To the second question first, Republicans do acknowledge growth, but they acknowledge it grudgingly, and they say it would be even faster were it not for government spending, but also the big one, Obamacare. That's the main Republican response to this. Now, you asked about a repatriation of corporate profits. There are hundreds of billions of dollars of American profits held overseas. The president wants to raise taxes on those, take away the protection that those profits have from taxes, spend some of the money on infrastructure. That's one of his proposals. But when it comes down to it, you're seeing a Republican response, John, that really is against spending more and taxing either the wealthy or corporations more. Listen to Paul Ryan here quickly on NBC's Meet the Press.
What I think the president is trying to do here is to, again, exploit envy economics. This top-down redistribution doesn't work. We've been doing it for 6 years. Look, it may make for good politics. It doesn't make for good economic growth.
Envy economics?
That's Paul Ryan's new brand for, what do they used to call it, a class warfare. I guess class warfare is sort of maybe played out as a buzzword. Envy economics is the new one. The president has proposed, and we all saw it before the State of the Union, raising capital gains taxes on the very wealthiest investors, this corporate repatriation of profits. That's going to be part of the fight on tax reform. Republicans don't like higher taxes, John. But again, they want corporate tax reform, and they're going to have to make a deal to get it.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
You got it, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.